they both go together? Do you just need to play, press the record button?
No, they're both on now.
Yeah, so you need to put both down.
Yeah, I'll push one down and the other one down.
Automatically, yeah, so it sounds this. If you press on the this one, if you press record, it won't because it's a tape, but if you just press record, the play button automatically goes down. You press the record to play button. But you can't press just the record button, they automatically both go down. Providing there's a tape in the
machine. I thought actually when I was just doing it and it went, and how loud it was. How could you be unobtrusive? But it isn't, look. Can't hear it because I could hear it.
Yeah.
I thought,
pretty
loud for me. Yeah. You could be unobtrusive with that, making that noise. It doesn't make a noise because I was doing it wrong.
Yeah, it's going slowly
now.
Much more slowly now.
Don't stop talking now and be silly. It's all going to go quiet now, isn't it? You're not going to say anything. That's ridiculous, you guys.
Put it down there sometime. Put it on. Know when it's on or when it's off. Just have a try and take a little while to get used to it. Once you're used to it, it's probably all this way. Just a matter of getting used to being recorded.
Your voice sounds ever so funny when you hear it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Horrible, you think. Oh, I don't sound like that. Really makes you think. I want to do something about the way I speak. Mine's terrible because I've got a low voice and deep voice anyway. Sound more like a man, I do. I do on the phone, don't I?
I don't know, really.
You used to telephone
him? Right, yeah.
You know it was me.
Oh, yeah.
People have told me on the phone that I sound... Because I've got a deep voice.
You sound different. Vera does.
She?
She sounds funny on the phone. Most odd. Phone her up, you think. That's not Vera I'm talking to. It doesn't sound like Vera. Although it doesn't sound like her.
Well, her voice is different, or does she talk different because it's on the phone? Some people do. They put their phone voice on, don't they? Well, I can't put any voice on, I've just got my own. I find people do tend to put a telephone voice on.
It's as if you're phoning a posh restaurant.
Yes.
Or something like that, you tend to sort of, I'd like to book a table for two on Saturday night. Rather than say, look, Musha, what a table.
It's horrible when you first come, they say, but the Hungarians are trying their best and to get used to it. Even if the war were to end tomorrow, it's reckoned by the refugee officials that it would be at least 6 months before...
Oh my God, wash your dishes, dear.
Most of them
are only yours. Have you had enough to eat?
Yes, thank you. Fine. I would have done it actually when I took the plate out, but the water in the bowl was cold. But it was cold.
I think I've used most of the hot water. I think I need to put immersion on for just a little while. I need a bath as well. But I've used quite a few buckets of water, washing walls. About that little flat in Albany Road.
Yeah.
You have to realise that we're never going to get away from work. It's when the wind blows, you can smell a tandoori. It's when you walk up that way, you know you're getting near it because you can smell it. Won't bother you.
In fact, it'd be quite handy in a way, really.
You know,
it's handy to live on the right next to work in a way, because you don't have to worry about
getting there
so much, do you?
It'd be quite nice for me to be able to pop into town and get a bit of meat or something.
It's not far from town.
And go on for a drink.
It's a little walk, but it's not that far, is it?
Very far at all.
It's Top Chase Street, across the main road, and you're on the
main
horse fair.
So if you go for a drink, you don't have to worry about getting home. I mean, I know we've still got the Clippers sometimes, but we don't have to go all the time, do we?
We're not there yet, are we?
A lot of things. The second largest republic, Kazakhstan, goes to the polls this week to elect their president. But with no one standing against the existing president, Nursultan Nazarbayev, the turnout will be a reflection of his support for his job. Kazakhstan covers more than... Where did you meet him? When you went to Russia. I suppose you know that song well as well.
Right.
I suppose you know that tune well as well. You
wrote it.
You wrote it, didn't you? Sing it then. When I fill the book in about recordings and that, I have to put, have you got a regional accent?
You have.
No, I'm aware I have. But so have you. Local, I suppose, but... I think we'll have to put it down, yes, for when we talk to Mum.
Yes, but not this region.
No, you have to put the regional accent if they have one. Like a Liverpudlian or...
Coily.
Whoa. Part of my team. No, I won't see Coily. He comes back next Friday and we're on late, and he's on early, so I shan't be seeing him.
Never mind. Rita?
Essex, isn't she? Essex, isn't she? Comes from
Romford. She's got a bit of an accent in a way, isn't she?
Oh, she definitely has. Anne has it.
Frank Barra, Bob's
Nottingham.
Yeah, not greatly though, is he?
No, but he has got a bit of an accent, says lots of words that I don't use. Get old Sonny and George, but I won't though, because I can't see him.
No.
Which is a pity, because they are... both got accents.
Sonny's more sort of Norfolk, isn't he?
And George is Holbeach.
Yeah.
Lincolnshire. He's got a funny little voice, hasn't he? Mild weather. Cloudy, mild weather's forecast, no frost or anything. Why didn't you go in for that? Meteorology, what do you call it, yes. It's quite interesting in the weather, aren't you?
Oh. Bergen, even not too bad.
Just to the west of the country, so it does look like the western areas in particular.
Definitely.
We're going to end up with a fairly windy day, and stiff old breeze picking up really.
Nice day tomorrow.
Eastern part
the shopping
well.
And
as
sea
the weather, what a grey, misty, murky start, I think, over a good part of England and Wales.
Looks like being.
But very gradually during the course of the day, the weather there, I think, should brighten up.
Today, didn't really. It's
quite morning. Pleasant this afternoon, though.
Through Northern Ireland and western Scotland. They'll tend
to move washing up, most of it's dry.
Yeah. But then later on, some more rain beginning to push into the west of Ireland and into the western Isles, and all the while through those western areas.
See what it's like Saturday evening when we go to the party. Whether we're going to walk, ride, or what. Good walk up there, you know, isn't it?
It's only that far up there as it is uptown.
Is it?
The front comes to a grinding halt on Saturday, so I think we're going to find still a little bit of rain around in northern and western areas, but another misty start and some sunshine in the south and east. I think we're going to be
too bad.
Well,
that's going to be too bad.
Mm-hmm. It's usually pretty lucky when we're on holiday, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. It's not that we're going
anywhere. To defection.
You're no businessman, are you?
No.
You weren't here to help me at all.
Testing times, Sunday at 9:10, off 1.
I tried to watch that, but it wasn't very interesting.
This is BBC
One.
No.
It's a bit, I don't know.
No, I couldn't feed the game to it.
East Midlands.
I'll let's see what it's about.
Ian Woods and Kate Squire.
What's it about? You don't really know, because you're not interested.
I turned it off, and
which is no stranger to redundancy.
This
time more than 600 people at Trainmakers Brow will lose their jobs. From the classroom to the barroom, the teacher's sacked for hitting pupils. And find out how kids are taking a shortcut to sporting success. For the third time in less than a year, the Derby
Trainmakers did your teachers used to hit you?
No.
Or hit other kids, because you wouldn't have been naughty enough to be hit.
Quite I've seen kids paid.
Anger from MPs, union leaders, and the workers
so one.
We have two reports. The
one
first
lad
industry
was really,
correspondent, John Bray.
Really, sort of.
1991 started badly enough for Brown. It's got
okay, it wasn't clever by any stretch of the imagination, but
it's
just a
job losses at the company's
you know, sort of another open. He rolled one teacher up very, very badly one day because he did his own work or he was prattling about or he was, you know, and he got it wasn't a cane, but it was quite a big stick. It wasn't a sort of thin cane, it was quite a big stick. He whacked it a couple of times across the backside and he really did build them up, you know. Not a couple of little taps, but you got him so wrong, and
you felt it as well.
Yeah. He was such a nice teacher. Got on ends well with
criticism.
I did anyway. I got on with most teachers, but he did really did give him a
problem. They've had to be withdrawn from service for modifications.
Yesterday, big, senior executives of the firm were summoned to backside.
Workers believe they're being made scapegoats.
It's not faulty workmanship as far as shop floor workers are concerned. The faults are just two problems.
Mr. had a locker. He had about half a dozen in there.
Chore's the one.
Yeah. Which one is, you know, you'll get one of these, which one do you want, sort of thing, you know. Maybe this one. Try that one today.
Says he's looking for nothing less than a revolution in the company's culture.
No, I don't think I was ever caned.
Good boy. One of the goody goodies. Just a good boy.
Yeah. I'm a good boy now, aren't I?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
The job losses at Burrell are the latest in a number of severe blows.
Well, you never had ever got into trouble at school?
No.
You were a model pupil.
Well, I don't know that model, but...
Disastrous profits prompted the company
to make a further 2,000 redundancies across the country next year. You always did your own work.
Union leaders predict 800 of them will be at the Derby factories. Sometimes it took hours and sometimes it didn't. People lost their jobs when one of the city's oldest companies.
Qualcast, the lawnmower manufacturers, closed their factory at Sunny Hill and switched... I didn't get killed. I got a swiper too often. With the withered, paralysed arm that she bashed you with because she couldn't feed it and you blooming well could. Her arm was like this. Well, yeah, it was just a little hand. And if you didn't choose to go up, and it just sort of reached your ear or when she was walking past you. And if you were talking in class, she'd go. That's all she could move it really was.
Just far enough to get your ear off.
Like that. Stop that. Sit still. I had that a few times. She was the sewing mistress. And you know, with this arm, it was a right arm as well. There's the most beautiful sewing. She used to hold it, so I took it in here, and then I sew with this arm, you know, one hand out. And it was beautiful work she did. Really did. George used to call us heathens. We didn't wear vests. So we would deliberately not wear one, even if you did. If you had to go and try a garment on, we deliberately didn't wear underwear. Just to annoy. Heathens, she used to say. Disgusting. Where is your underwear? But I wear a bra, miss. I've got me underwear. Where is your vest and your liberty bodice? You will come to a bad end, you girls. Yes, miss, we'd all chant. Just really get, not just, you know, really silly old bat. And we had Miss. We used to wear knickers down to her knees. She used to sit behind her desk like this with her legs open, and her knickers used to come down here, pink ones and blue ones. And she used to eat chalk. Yeah, she was ever so old.
What?
She used to chew it. It used to be all around her mouth, and she used to have a bit, sort of one of those old ladies who had whiskers on her chin, and it'd be all white. Didn't take a lot. I mean, she was a history teacher, so now you know why I didn't learn a lot of history, because all we did was giggle. And if you played up, she used to chuck blackboard rubber at you. She was really dotty. Really was. Absolutely bananas. She always used to sit with her legs open, bloody knickers. Oh my God, I knew he used
to... Real passion killers, yep. Like, eh?
It's just as well as she don't wear knickers like that, the way she used to sit behind her desk.
What a sight, she didn't wear any at all though, dear, eh?
Oh God, she had good hair. She might have been bloody dotty. You got up giggling and laughing at the back of the class and whoosh, the bloody board rubber come flying across the classroom. It blooming hurts at all.
Guilty of a further 5 charges of sexual and physical abuse against children
trial court, Frank Beck has so far been convicted of 13 charges and found not guilty of 5.
What are they going to do with him?
George Lincoln also awaits a verdict on one count of serious.
Put him away for
life. We hope.
They ought to.
The jury has been sent to a hotel for a fortnight.
A senior put him away for a long while. But
hitting her pupils is now working as a barmaid in a pub. Karen Humphreys lost her job at a small village school, but is fighting for reinstatement. Today, her supporters handed in a petition with 400 names demanding she get her job back again.
Do you like anything before you go out, dear?
I don't think so.
To abandon me to your mates. Don't bother you anymore, because you haven't heard it all before. I know.
You all day, or most of the day, darling.
I know. We're on holiday and I've been left on my own. Cruel, hard man. Don't stop me going boozing, though, is it?
Say, you're quite welcome to come with me if you want to.
I don't want to.
You don't want to? Well, there you are then. If you don't want to, you don't want to.
Experience comes in useful behind the bar. Knowing her times tables is an invaluable asset in adding up the rounds. But her new workplace in Spondon is far removed from the tireless activity of the classroom. And today, parents and pupils who support their former teacher's bid for reinstatement took their campaign up to Matlock.
But it's about 6:45, so I suppose you are soon going to...
A song of protest for the benefit of Mark Young, the education chairman. They're hoping he'll take note of their claim that it's been harder to enforce discipline at the school since Mrs. Humphreys was sacked.
There are rumours that children have been paid to...
So a little bit of discipline and a clip around the ear, I've obviously done them good.
I don't know how.
So,
discipline's
been hard to...
We had much more discipline when we were young than they have nowadays, and I don't think it does them any harm. If my children came home and said to me that they've got a cane at school, I'd have just said, well, you must have deserved it. I wouldn't go rushing, I mean, some mothers would go rushing up the school and complain. He said, well, he must have done something to deserve it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done it.
They were protesting at what they say is overcrowding and the lack of facilities.
It's more Jonathan, the other children, than someone.
Management say improvements are planned.
Jonathan did.
Say these will be too late.
The times. Come on with lines and writing passages out of this, that and the other.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen used to tell on him, you see. He's been in detention again. Telltale. You tell her for. You tell if you are what? You're too goody goody, you never get put in there. Over exuberant, that's what they put on Jonathan's report, school report.
Good for some things. Being exuberant.
That's what one of his school reports said. Jonathan suffers with an overabundance of exuberance. When I went to the parents' evening, I said, does that mean he never sits still and he's always tearing about and nothing? Well, something like that.
They were probably, now they call it hyperactivity.
Probably. No, I don't think he was. He was just... Full of life.
A lad.
Yeah. And I not only that, I used to say to teachers, but I'd ask him about and if he had anything, and he'd be bored. I'd say, well, why do you play up then? Oh, if John Stephen said, oh, he's been in detention. Why have you been in detention? Oh, I was playing up and they chucked me out of the class or something like staying at dinner time. So why were you playing up? It was boring. I'll try telling some of the teachers that. He finds the lessons boring. So obviously they're going to mess about.
Yeah.
If you're bored and you can't. So you get distracted and do something else you shouldn't be doing. And that's a fault in some way to the teachers. Because if the pupils are bored, they should make it interesting enough to keep their interest.
Young to understand the
some subjects they're not.
To be expecting Christmas presents.
They can't be interested in all of them.
For the toy stores this year.
look at them cars. When I was at the garage, getting the petrol, I give, you know, I saw them a check, and they put the check through the check machine, printing it out and that. And they've got a free offer at the moment. You collect these tokens for, collect so many tokens, and you get a free corgi toy.
I would say for Jonathan this year.
I'm a Norman, I don't bother with the tokens.
Anyway,
I paid my check. And I said, Peter, I said, oh, by the way, what about me? Tokens for me, for me toy. I said, I'll get a free one of them and give it to the grandchildren. And Ricky'd like that, I'm sure, a little corgi car or something like that. But nothing. He said, oh no, you didn't get it with checks. Cash sales only.
So,
I thought, I just spent £27 on petrol. I don't know. I couple of vouchers Now, what do I have? If I had 27 quid worth, but 50p a litre, that's 52 litres, isn't it? If it was one voucher for 15, that's 3, isn't it? At least. I think it was 6 vouchers for a free corgi tour. So all I've got to do is, when I run out again, fill it up again, if I need another 25 quid to run the sale, that would have been 6 vouchers for a free corgi tour for Ricky for Christmas, or whatever. So nothing, I mean, little present, isn't it? It ain't cost me nothing, whatever it cost you anything. The next time I just have to remember to take cash in there. See what they say next time. Paper check was just easier, paper check. So they've got a machine to do it anyway, to print it all out. Print it all out.
Not
very
fair, is it?
Oh, no.
Cash, I mean, still cash.
Still got that one that she picked up the other
day? No, I don't know.
I didn't ask her about that. You see if anyone's got one at work, didn't you?
Yeah.
And the toy sellers are just hoping that they too will be smiling come December the
20th. They can't
admit. John Brown hasn't stopped playing with his Bobby Dalton ticket.
Yeah, come on. Normally Kettering Town will be the only East Midlands club in next month's second round of the FA Cup. They claim their place with a 2-0 win in last night's replay at Wickham. Fourth division Mansfield Town went out losing 1-0 at home to Preston.
Oh well, I better go and do the dishes, I think.
So not that many to do, but they quite
do the night. I must do them then, and it's out of the way, because you've got it soon anyway. And I want to see Emmerdale at 7.
Don't forget that clock's got about 5 minutes away.
Come along, dear.
Yes, yes. Oh, there was a couple of nice bums there, definitely.
I bet there was.
And then when we finished, the game about, I don't know, it must have been about 20 to 11 when we finished the game. And the sandwiches and the chips come out.
Not that time of night.
Well, the game finished, you see, so they put supper out.
You have it halfway, don't they?
Sometimes, yeah. So we got a plate of basket of chips.
Oh, so you had bloody supper out, yeah?
Sliced fried potatoes and from
he's sitting there, isn't he? Eating bloody supper.
French bread and that. And it was about 10 to 5 to 11. And Bob said, you know, because we went, me, Ron, Bob went in Shirley's car. And because Dave and Tracy, they came in their own car because Sarah wasn't feeling very well, so they had to come home. So Tracy went back to the Clippers to help Shirley with the supper.
Well,
it was the team there, the 18, right?
Yeah. So it was about 10 to 5 to 11,
and Bob said, what
you,
what's Ron doing?
Chatting up the women, probably.
He was,
yeah.
Quite
enjoying
himself.
Yeah, but he was.
So what you doing?
Lying up the bums, like,
and I said, 10 to 11, better get... Because Shirley had a go at Bob first off, before when I went up there first thing. Shirley said, don't stay to the end. I said, well, you've got to stay to the end, I mean, but don't stay right to the end, you know. Sort of. So she had a bit of a go at Bob for that.
And I suppose she was saying, oh, yeah, I'm saying, no, leave
10
me.
To 11, 5 to 11, I said, what are you doing there, Bob? I said, well, this is Bob, Shirley sort of getting on you a bit, I think we better make a move, and have one more before we go home, and get yours. Pardon?
I've got bed now.
Have one more at yours before, you know, before you go home, sort of thing, about 11 o'clock time. He said, well, I don't know, what's Ron doing? Ron, what do you want to do? I'm stopping for another, I'm stopping for another. Let me stop for another one.
So Bob's going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Why didn't I start on him when he came in the door then? Why the hell have you been leaving me on my own for 5 hours?
And I had John Smith bitter.
Quite enjoyed that, and you've had a few of them by the smell of you.
Well,
it's not like a bloody brewery. Told you that's not a bad little pub, is it?
Well, the logo. The gold mine. The gold mine.
Told you that, and you said, ugh, I don't mind it, isn't there?
It's years since I've been there, it's been 3 years since I've been there.
That bad, is it?
Oh, no, it's a nice pub. I won't say that. But, that it extended it down the back and out the back there, little darts and that.
A little stage. I've seen.
Maybe they change it around when they put something on there. Probably. And there's no darts on all that.
Because. So. Then, you know, Dad's got a country western music. I mean, they go all over the bloody place. But we were in there one night and he was playing. And I couldn't hear Western night on there now. I was doing that one Saturday night and so and Stephen were gone here with Dad. Mm. Why don't you come with us for an hour? So Mum would be there after bingo at 9:30. I was going to bingo and they said, Mum, Stephen said, well, we'll go pick Sue's mother, we'll pick you up and all. And she went the Empire out the Court Exchange, that's beside the point.
Yeah.
And they picked us up and I went in there and I was. 11:30 time. I mean, it was a bit loud because it was live music, I suppose, but not a bad night. It got lively.
So it's about 3-4 years since I've been in there, so
Well, it was round the back where he stood with the.
That's probably where they got the dartboard.
There was a bit of. There's
probably
a bit of floor in front of it.
Yeah.
And we were dancing on that bit.
There
weren't a lot of room, but you don't care, do you?
Yeah.
When you
room enough to dance.
It's 10 o'clock at night and the pub was bad. It was singing with a big group. Yeah, he plays guitar and sings, so his dad does.
Well, of course, I didn't have Stewie in the loco. Wow.
You know everybody.
Well, not everybody, but.
Biggest part.
To be the landlord. I'll see if I couldn't know that long. Hello, Stewie, how are you, mate?
Bloody hell's
that? His face, I can't remember his damn name. Gary, his name is.
Might even have masked evening, and then you wouldn't have known him.
No,
you
wouldn't.
How do you know?
Because there wasn't a tall, slim, ginger-haired chap in there. I did think it was a possibility, but...
Probably his mother and father, had been in there anyway.
And was at Liverpool, there's no chance of him going in there anyway.
Oh no, of course not anyway. Of course not. I'm going so often, no. My mum and dad have probably been. That's their regular, which is what I suppose if they were having a country and western, they would ask him to do it because he's...
What's her mum and dad look like?
Big. Such a big fat. And so his mum's little and fat, nearly as tall as she's broad. But dad's a...
Maybe in the lounge,
perhaps. Bigger, I mean, he's at least as tall as you, if not bigger, and also...
Sort of tomboy size.
Yeah. And she's about the same size round, but about 5 foot two.
Well, I didn't see...
Sue's a big girl, she's as tall as me, and... Where's Native?
Mm.
She must wear 14, 15 stone, I should think. Sue's...
I certainly didn't see anybody in there looking like that.
She usually goes after bingo. He'll probably be in all night and she'll just walk up from the bingo and toddle in there.
I don't know.
I would think they'd be in the lounge or could be, but I wouldn't have thought.
Thursday night anyway, what, has she got the Empire?
I don't know.
Empire.
It's Wednesday night they don't have bingo. Off Allard Avenue, around the back of Allard Avenue. Sherwood, is it?
Sherwood, yeah, Sherwood Avenue.
Yeah, they live down there.
Yeah.
So it's not that far from the local region.
No, it's just a short walk.
It's sort of their local type of thing. Man is going to retire, and I suppose you're going to have a bottle and a fag. I'm doing the smell of you. I think you had sufficient bottles, but...
No, I ain't going to have a bottle and a fag. Might have a can and a fag. But... I tried not to, but when Bob said, do you want a drink, and Ron said, do you want a drink, and I said to Ron, do you want a drink, Ron, and then Ron said, do you want a drink, and...
You had quite a few.
No, not that many. But...
But I might as well go to bed.
Probably,
But I might as well go to bed. And you do realise that this conversation is on a tape recorder.
Well, I don't know. Fair enough if it is, if that's what they want. Natural conversation time.
Not sure how natural
that. Oh, I can't hear the air.
And you left a drunken.
Corner where I didn't know where they were.
Falling over now. with that young couple next door, behind Anne.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask for being left again.
I wish you would have been at home, I'd have gone round there.
What have you been up to now?
God. She's been screaming, he's been... I reckon she must have locked herself up in the bathroom. The only place with a lock on is the bathroom, aren't I? I reckon there'll be no blooming door down by the sound of it.
Cool.
She was a screaming, he was a swear.
What time was
this? Quarter ten till about half past ten. About half an hour, half past ten, so you know, I'm not exactly.
Well, that wouldn't please them next door, would it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, I felt like, oh, really, I mean, you can't.
They've been in bed trying to sleep.
I'm saying that you can't interfere, but by God, I'd long for somebody to come and interfere. I really would have done. I could never understand why people that obviously could hear what went on and pretended they never. I know you don't want to get involved and this, that and the other, but people must have heard what went on and you know, the next morning see a black eye and just carry on a normal conversation as though
nothing had happened.
You know, they hadn't heard it all. And oh, have you had a fall or something? You know, I mean, they must have known how, what was going on, or how they just completely ignore it.
Mm.
I'd be walking around if I could get around.
Mm.
And they just, you know, told, oh, it's a nice morning while I'm hanging the washing out, as though everything was wonderful, you know, normal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I felt maybe go cold, huh? But if I hadn't been here on my own, I'd have been very tempted to go around and say, is there anything I can do? I would have called the police, I think. I'm not sure what I'd have done, but...
He was a born, I swear.
Oh, it was dreadful. She was a screaming and you could hear her crying. And then she pounded up the bloody stairs and he was after. And I written, well, the only room with a lock...
It's
the bathroom, so she must have been in there because he's hammering on the door and bashing it and kicking it. Bloody hell of a row. Whether she opened it or whether she was in the bedroom with something behind the door, I don't know.
Did
she run back downstairs? And the front door was opening and banging and shutting, whether she ran outside or what. I don't know what happened. The dog was bloody barking.
Ooh.
It's a wonder Anne and Rita haven't done something.
Well,
no,
it's amazing
they've
not said something.
There's a car there, blue car.
Well, Anne and Rita, or? Anne and Rita,
I
don't know. Well, it's Sally, isn't it? I don't know who it was. Yeah, I think. I think it was Sally, it was a blue Cavalier. TDO, something.
Sally can't drive, so.
Latest
bow, I should think. God,
maybe.
But it was. I mean, I could hear it over the telly. Well, no, I don't have the telly on full blast, but you could hear it.
Mm.
In fact, when I first heard the first noise, I was, bloody hell, is that? And I turned the sound down.
Mm.
Bloody hell, put it back up. But you could. It was really distressing me because.
You knew what was possibly going on.
Yeah. Woman in that door scrumming. If you're having just an argument, it's raised voices, but a woman doesn't scream and cry like that unless.
This is something really.
Something awful going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Anna Rita reckon they're not married or anything, but what the hell does she stay with him then? She's not got a bloody.
Well, there you go.
She's got enough children. They're only young. It's her house. And it is. He come and she bought it with help with her father and.
Mm.
And he come and live with her in it. Bloody hell. No, I've never stayed, but there was. I had three kids.
You had nothing.
I had three kids. Where could I go with them? I'd have been on the own, I mean that's all I was waiting for, man, to grow up so I could clear off.
Yeah.
If I'd have been on my own, I wouldn't have stopped bloody long. And even if she walks out, he'd have no court in the land to give him the house, if it's hers. And he'd have been evicted, and then she could come back again. But if she went to the police, they'd chuck him out. He has no legal rights to the property. It's in her name. She, her father's out and paid the deposit or something, and she pays the mortgage. She has no right. He has no right to it at all. If she went to the police, they'd just turf him out, wouldn't they? Mm. Why stay in a relationship like that? I understand it.
Certainly a bit rough, a bit hard.
Quite about 10:30. So whether he buggered off out or what, I don't know. Certainly the front door was opening and banging and shutting.
So I'm surprised Anne Rita haven't sort of didn't
banging on the wall, probably among all the other banging on.
Maybe.
Plenty of banging going on.
Anne Rita.
People this side next door, you don't know, they're reacting as well. Yeah. Well, I was a quite young woman, we don't hear them that much, do we? Mornings is the time I hear them most. To go out to work at 8:30 and really between 7:30 and 8:30. You can hear them.
When they're about.
You can hear them.
Getting ready for work and
going down the stairs and things. Yeah. If I'm up early in the morning, I just hear them. Sometimes either radio on and in the evenings and everything.